And welcome to the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. This isn't going to be a regular show because sometimes I want to talk about music. Sometimes I want to talk about film. But first and foremost, I do want to say happy birthday to Mr. Bill Murray. He's done so many films that we would run out of time to talk about. I mean, all of them. Of course, Saturday Night Live. Caddyshack. What About Bob? Ghostbusters, Lost in Translation, my personal favorite, Groundhog Day, Steve Zissou, Life Aquatic, The Royal Tenenbaums. Bill basically has done it all. Remember where he called up Letterman? He was sitting right there and he's like, "It's me, you jerk." I love that. So yeah. I mean, it would take me days to compile my favorite Bill Murray films. There's so many. What's interesting to know is, you know, Ghostbusters, originally that was written for John Belushi, Peter Venkman. And then John died because Dan Aykroyd wrote that for him. And Bill Murray had to fill those shoes. Stripes, which is 40 years old. Here's a tidbit. It inspired Mr. Maynard James Keenan of the band Tool to join the military. That's what he has said. Well, also, you know, he could say other things, but yeah. This is not your typical show tonight. I mean, we could... I'm watching the thing about Ali. It's so good. I mean, if I could play one Bill Murray film or moment, he's had so many. He's a great interviewer. Of course, there's the thing between him and Richard Dreyfuss. I think they have since made up from What About Bob. But he has such a sarcastic sense of humor. There's something just so... so funny and enigmatic about Bill Murray. It was in the Grand Budapest Hotel. I think we'll go there. We'll go there. And then we'll go, of course, to the show that made him famous, Saturday Night Live.
We found the butler. He's hiding out in the remote foothills near Gabelmeister's Peak. Our contact convinced him to meet you midday tomorrow at the observatory on the summit. Tell no one. He'll explain everything. Your train departs in 4.5 minutes. Here's your tickets.
Oh, third class.
It was overbooked, but... conductor used to be a sommelier at the old Versailles. He pulls some strings. You'll need these for the dining car. One last thing.
Lead de panache.
Billy had the half ounce.
We should give him something as a symbolic gesture. How much money you got?
42 Klubecks and 3 postage stamps.
25.
Wes Anderson
gave us a very interesting side to Bill Murray. Royal Tenenbaums is such a, first of all, and Rushmore, that's such a big major ensemble, the Royal Tenenbaums. I'm not going to talk about what the critics say about the... you know, with Bill Murray, sometimes it's this, sometimes it's that. Oh, okay, I didn't know this. So Bill is going to be in a new movie called The French Dispatch. Oh, Wes Anderson. I guess this is a first take. Here we go.
I'm naked, Mrs. Clemens.
I can see that.
Why are you crying?
Tear gas. Also, I suppose I'm sad.
Please turn away. I feel shy about my new muscles.
Go tell your parents you're home. They're worried.
I'm expected back on the barricades.
I didn't see any barricades.
Well, we're still constructing them.
Uh-huh. What are you writing?
That's Frances McDormand.
I told them not to invite Paul, by the way. Maybe you're sad.
Is this it?
It began as a holiday. Eager to escape a bright future on the Great Plains.
Okay, it came out last year. Here we go.
Travelogue columns into the French Dispatch, a factual weekly report on the subjects of world politics, the arts, high and low, and diverse stories of human interest.
You don't think it's almost too seedy this time?
No, I don't.
For decent people. It's
supposed to be charming.
He assembled a team of the best expatriate journalists of his time. Berenson, Sazerac, Cremens, Roebuck Wright. These were his people.
Just try to make it sound like you wrote it that way on purpose.
We take as the subject of tonight's lecture Mr. Moses Rosenthal, certainly the loudest artistic voice of his rowdy generation.
Simone Naked Cell Block J Hobby Room. I want to buy it.
It's not for sale.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes.
In short, the picture was a sensation.
Kids did this. Obliterated 1,000 years of Republican authority in less than a fortnight. What do they want? Freedom. Full stop.
I'm naked, Mrs. Cremens.
I can see that.
Lieutenant Mescafier.
He is the great exemplar of the mode of cuisine known as police cooking.
The aromas of the kitchen cast a spell, which was to be mortally broken.
As you know by now, we have kidnapped your son.
You and Bill Murray were always at each other's throats.
Oh, we're not going to go there. We're not going to go there. That's just some of Bill. I'm not going to play. That's so cliche. Just like Britney Spears. Anyway. Hey, I'm happy she's happy. I'm happy she's free of her daddy. But do I listen to the music? Do you even call that music? Yeah, whatever. I don't get it. I don't get it. But then again, I don't have to get it. I live my own world and whatever. Whatever. Yeah. Bill Murray, a comedian. I think for me, the first time was Ghostbusters. I didn't see Caddyshack until I was a teenager. Ghostbusters really is. I mean, I've seen it backwards and forwards, five ways, and yeah, here we go.
Your apartment, check her out. I'll go check out Miss Barrett's apartment. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Please let me. If something's gonna happen, I want it to happen to me first.
It's the closet.
I hate this. I like the torture room. That's right, boys. It's Dr. Venkman. A lot of space. Just you?
Yes.
Good.
What is that thing you're doing?
It's technical. It's one of our little toys.
I see.
That's the bedroom, but nothing ever happened in there.
What a crime.
You know, you don't act like a scientist.
They're usually pretty stiff.
You're more like a game show host.
That's the kitchen, huh? Dana, are these the eggs?
Yes. You see, I was over there, and these eggs just jumped right out of their shells and started to cook on the counter.
That is weird.
And that's when I start to hear that awful noise coming from the refrigerator. Dr. Beckman, you've come all this way. Would you like to check the refrigerator?
Better check the fridge. Good call. Look at all the junk food.
No, goddammit. Look, this wasn't...
You actually eat this
Look,
stuff?
This wasn't here. There was nothing here. There was a space, and there was a building or something with flames coming out of it, and there were creatures writhing around, and they were growling and snarling, and there were flames, and I heard a voice say, Zool. It was right here.
I'm sorry. I'm just not getting any reading.
Well, are you sure you're using that thing correctly?
There's not... I think so, but I'm sure there are no animals in there.
Well, that's great. Either I have a monster in my kitchen or I'm completely crazy.
I don't think you're crazy.
Oh, good. That makes me feel so much better.
Let me tell you something about myself. I come home from work to my place, and all I have is my work. There's nothing else in my life.
Dr. Beckman.
I meet you, and I say, my God, there's someone with the same problem I have.
Yes, we both have the same problem. You.
I'm gonna go for broke. I am madly in love with you.
Don't believe this. Will you please leave?
And then she threw me out of her life. She thought I was a creep. She thought I was a geek, and she probably wasn't the first.
You are so odd. No.
I've got it.
No, 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 no.
I'll prove myself to you.
It's not necessary.
Yeah, I'll solve your little problem.
Okay.
And then you'll say, Pete Venkman's a guy who can get things done.
Right.
I wonder what makes him tick.
I wonder.
I wonder if he'd be interested in knowing what makes me tick.
Right.
I'll bet you're going to be thinking about me after I'm gone.
I bet I am.
No kiss.
And that's a wrap. Happy birthday, Bill. Unpleasant dreams.